As the week gets going, the market is trying hard to reverse the trend of lower stocks and a higher dollar. But most of what we've been seeing hasn't exactly established a firm case for this reversal of trend to continue for that much longer. The news of the UK budget U-turn has definitely inspired a wave of risk on flow as the market prices out systemic risk to the system on account of UK structural weakness. But overall, the reality of a Fed still on course to move higher for longer as inflation shows no signs of cooling is a reality that should continue to remind investors that risk-on rallies should be limited in size and scope. Earlier today, the RBA minutes came out a little more dovish than expected, and New Zealand inflation data came in on the hotter side. Key standouts on today's calendar come from Eurozone and German economic sentiment reads, Canada housing starts, and U.S. releases in the form of industrial production, NAHB housing, and tick flows. That's all for now.